I began at Dunkin' Donuts. I hadn't gone there since I started Weight Watchers a year ago because I had to lose weight. My doctor made me go. I could have switched doctors, but who needs it with all the forms you have to fill out if you switch? You just wish there were a central headquarters with all your information that you write out once so that everyone who needs anything could tap into it. Weight Watchers is a good organization. I mean, it does actually work if you do the program, and they try really hard to make you like you, which, as you may know, is a problem a lot of fat people have. They have low self-esteem. Skinny people look at fat people with disgust and have visions of them stretched out on fuchsia-colored silk sofas snarfing down Cool Ranch Doritos and Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey. But it isn't like that. What it is eating and eating with your shoulders hunched and your head down to scratch that itch that won't get scratched, and you have so much shame when you gobble things down you hardly even taste them. You start with, I want, and you end up with, I want, only now you have even more weight added to what is already too much, and don't think we don't know it all the time. But anyway, I went to my Weight Watchers meeting one day, and in addition to the usual annoying, emaciated people who have no business there, there were two new members who absolutely blew my mind. Both of them on this same day. One was an old woman on oxygen with a walker taking about 1,000 hours to get to the scales, and she was not, to my eye, fat at all. The other was a blind woman. Here is my question. When that blind woman looks into her mirror, what does she see? And anyway, she too had no visible blubber. I mean, I just walked out. I said to myself, no. Today, on account of those two women, on behalf of those two women, I am going to eat anything I want from now until midnight. And I drove right over to Dunkin' Donuts. You may be thinking, why did she go to Dunkin' Donuts if she could have anything she wanted? Why didn't she go to Cinnabon? Well, because I actually like Dunkin' Donuts way more than Cinnabon. Cinnabon is just a whore, you know? No subtlety. I like almost all the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, and I really like the coffee, though I usually just get regular coffee, milk, no sugar. But today, I got coffee, heavy cream. Anything else? The counterperson asked. She was Hispanic, about 30 years old, beautiful long black hair tied back in a ponytail under her Dunkin' Donuts hat, and a really big caboose. What can you do? You'd have to be a weird person not to gain a lot of weight if you worked at DD. Once, when I was on a road trip, I stopped at this great country kitchen place, and every single person who worked there was really fat. I mean really fat. With good skin. And it was a happy place. Everybody seemed to get along really well. They were just smiling, holding their little pads and pencils, and I had one of those, why don't I move here moments, like where I saw myself sitting in a chair by a window in my little yellow house, lilac trees outside and nothing hurting inside, like content at last, which I always think I'll be if I move, but which I know is a wrong assumption, even though a lot of us have it. Just ask any real estate agent. But anyway, the counter woman, her name tag said Sigrid, but I think maybe she just borrowed that name tag. It was put on with no care at all, for one thing, just hanging there perpendicularly. Anyway, Sigrid's fat looked good. Truly, every now and then you see a person who wears fat well. It is that tight fat, and just really looks kind of delicious. And also, their attitude is just great, like in your face. I'm fat, so fucking what? Get over your sanctimonious self. It's usually the tight fat people who are like that. Maybe it's a gene. Anyway, after Sigrid said, anything else? I said, oh yes, I want some donuts. I cannot tell you how swell that felt. How many donuts? Sigrid asked, and I said I didn't know. I'd know when the little voice stopped. Pardon? She said. And I said, just get a big box, please. But maybe we won't quite fill it. So she got out a big Dunkin' Donuts box, and I just started salivating like that experiment dog. Sigrid grabbed one of those tissue squares that I think we all take pleasure in using, and she raised her eyebrows, and I said, "Okay, a bow tie, a chocolate frosted cake, a key lime, a powdered cake, a Boston cream, a lemon bark, a maple frosted, a coffee roll, a maple frosted coffee roll, a cranberry muffin, a bagel and cream cheese and butter, too, on the bagel, and a plain Dunkin' Donut." And then, before she tallied it up, I handed her a 50 and said, "Just keep the change," and walked out. My back was feeling kind of hyper-visible, like I was walking away really cool from a crime scene where I'd been the criminal. My heart was racing, and my mood level had shot way, way up. I got in my car, and I opened the coffee and had a deep whiff and a taste. Actually, I guess I've begun to prefer milk in my coffee because the cream tasted whoa. Next, I opened the lid on the box and had a good whiff of the donuts. And then I looked around, and there was no one. So I ran my tongue along every single surface of every single donut. Man, it was sexual in a way, but more yeasty and better. Then I sucked the filling out of the Boston cream mixed with a little chocolate frosting. I dipped the powdered cake in the coffee and had one bite. Ditto the chocolate frosted. I went on in this manner until I would say about a third of the donuts were gone. And then, I'm sorry to say, I threw the rest away. I would like to say I ate tidily and cut off where the bite marks were and gave the rest to a homeless person along with a couple of Finskies, but I did not. I threw them in the garbage, where maybe later they were found by a homeless person anyway, or at least by pigeons who, depending on where they live, can actually have it pretty good. Though sudden violent death is always a problem for them. But probably they have no attachments, which helps.